This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Crossword puzzle competition, science fairs. Now there's a competition for those of you who know your way around a skill saw, pipe bender, or MIG-TIG welding. It's put together by the Associated Builders and Contractors Trade Group. Mitty Cannon is a fan of the competition. As Director of Workforce Development for the construction and engineering firm Robbins & Morton, it's her job to recruit people into booming fields such as carpentry and plumbing. She was at the latest National Craft Championship that's just wrapped up in Birmingham, Alabama.
If you were at the competition here in Birmingham, you would have seen electricians, you would have seen insulators, carpenters, welders. They may be, you know, building a board for the electricians that would require them to power up a light, or they may have to run conduit or do terminations. The pipe fitters may have to cut out different shapes and use different couplings and flanges in order to do a fit up and do some fabrication.
Now, this is about rewarding excellence, clearly, but what's the point of the competition? Is it to get people energized by this field?
The point of the competition is a great way to expose the different career opportunities that are in the construction industry. Also, it's a great opportunity for us to expose the talent of these skilled craft people. They're out there incorporating all of their decision-making skills, their mathematical skills. They're using their science skills, their advanced technology skills to perform these tasks. And so it's very important that we let people, parents, family members, members of various communities, realize that there's so many career opportunities that are out there in the construction industry.
Tell me more about your career trajectory. You have a PhD now, right?
Correct.
But you came to this field in an unconventional way.
I did. My first job site was in South Georgia, and was curious one day as I was working in my office, because I was in management, and I was not permitted to go out into the field to where all the work was going on. But years down the road, and after a marriage, I married an electrical engineer, and I convinced him that I wanted to go on a job site, and he agreed with me that if I found a job for us to go to, that he would take a leave of absence from his job, and he would go to work as a journeyman electrician, and I would go as his helper. He never really thought that I would ever be able to pull it off, and I did prove him wrong. So eventually I did talk to someone who was willing to hire us, and so we went to a shutdown, and my first day there, I loved it. I discovered what was going on the other side of the gate, and it was something that I was just really fascinated about.
But it's so interesting. You came up with a system where you essentially apprenticed with your own spouse.
Yes, and that is not uncommon today, because you see a lot of father and sons and wife and daughter. It's a family environment when you're working on a construction site.
Dr. Mitty Cannon is Director of Workforce Development at Robbins & Morton. Thank you very much.
Thank you.